I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, we'll speak with actor Hill Harper about his new book, Letters to an Incarcerated Brother. That's in just a few minutes. But first, speaking of television, when you think of late-night topical humor, you probably think Jay Leno, David Letterman, Jon Stewart, Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Fallon. Well, for the past year, there's been another show out there that's taken a satirical look at the news, but with a much sharper and direct focus on race and gender. Produced by Chris Rock, it's called Totally Biased with W. Kamau Bell. Here's a clip talking about a New York's controversial stop and frisk policy.
I'm tired of being searched. Like, I wouldn't be searched by ladies. If it was ladies cops, I wouldn't mind. They could search me every day.
Do you dress like this for your job or so you don't get stopped and frisked? What if every time they stopped you, they gave you a soda and they called it, like, pop and frisk?
That would be tight.
Would that make it better?
Or pop and lock.
Look at you. Look at you. What if every time they stopped you and to frisk you, every sixth time you got a free Subway sandwich? Would that make it better?
No.
So now that you're excited about it, it's been canceled. Despite a dedicated following online, the show's audience numbers dropped significantly after it was moved from FX to Fox's new network FXX. We wanted to talk about why late night still doesn't look like America. So we've called NPR's TV critic Eric Dagans. Eric, welcome back. Thanks for joining us once again.
Yeah, thanks for having me back.
Well, you know, shows are canceled all the time. So why do we care about this one?
I guess we care about this one because it is one of the rare late night shows that stars a non-white host. And it was a show that had a really distinct political point of view. I mean, of course, Arsenio Hall is doing what he's doing in syndication and late night. But W. Kamau Bell had this real sharp political focus. He did some great comedy, as you saw, about stop and frisk, about the difference between sheiks and Sikhs and how we get confused about ethnicity and religion in America. And he did a great pointed thing about George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin. And so he was a voice for a certain kind of politics that we really don't see in late night very much. And so I think there are some fans, some dedicated fans out there that are sorry to see it go.
You mentioned Arsenio Hall. Now, he had a good run, right, back in the day. Back in the day. He was on for what, like 7 years, right?
He was on for a good, seven years.
So until there was a kind of a sense that he'd kind of run out of gas. I mean, surely he didn't meet the longevity standard set by Johnny Carson, for example. But what do you draw from his experience as opposed to the experience of W. Kamau Bell?
Well, and you know, Arsenio is on now. He has a syndicated late night show, and he's trying to come back. And I think the difference was that the old Arsenio was presenting something that hadn't really been seen on television. Back at that time, you still had Johnny Carson on. You still had a domination of not just white male TV hosts, but white male culture, old school, middle-aged white male culture. And so young people didn't have a lot to watch on late night television, and young urban people didn't have a lot to watch on late night television. And what you see now is that hosts like Jimmy Fallon and Conan O'Brien and Jimmy Kimmel have found a way to tap elements of urban culture and youth culture. Of course, Jimmy Fallon's pretty young, and so is Jimmy Kimmel and Conan. So they're able to generate sort of that youth culture in a way that the old school TV hosts who were on when Arsenio was on, they can't do.
Isn't it curious, though, that of the one area of television, I mean, in public affairs television, there's some, you know, diversity. I mean, the public affairs Sunday morning shows, there's County Crowley on CNN. There's, you know, on the NewsHour, public television now, you've got Gwen Ifill and Judy Woodruff co-hosting that program. So these kind of venerable institutions of, you know, the sort of tent poles of television, you know, public affairs, late night. Late night is still not diverse. I mean, George Lopez made a run at it. You know, Monique had a show. Why do you
Wanda
think
Sykes.
That is? Yeah, Wanda Sykes had a show which was very different in a lot of respects. I mean, not to mention the fact that she would drink throughout the show, which, I mean, some people found really funny. But why is that, do you think?
I think TV is about target audiences, especially in cable, especially in late night, which is kind of a fringe time period, right? So I think part of the problem is finding a niche audience that wants to see that show that you're putting on. What's interesting to me is that if you look in daytime, you see people like Steve Harvey, you see Queen Latifah, you see Cedric the Entertainer took over hosting Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and that's doing well. There is a sense that the target audience in daytime, which is middle-aged white women, are more receptive to the hosts of color that we're seeing in that time slot. Late night still seems to be kind of the province of young white guys. And, you know, part of it is you got to figure out a way to develop a show that targets an audience. Bravo's Watch What Happens Live. I don't know if you're familiar with that show, hosted by Andy Cohen. But it was a recap show for all of the unscripted reality shows like The Real Housewives. And it's hosted by a gay man. And he was able to draw all the middle-aged women who are watching those reality shows to his late night show. And unfortunately, W. Kamau Bell was kind of cut off. He was put on FXX, which is targeted to white males with shows like The League and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and reruns of Charlie Sheen's latest show, Anger Management. And he wasn't really in an environment that could funnel people who might be his niche audience to his show.
So would he, perhaps we might see him resurfacing during the day? Is that possible? Because I'm not sure on the face of it, kind of that kind of edgy, very pointed humor does not seem like something you really do see during the day. But
No. The stuff during the day is much more sort of even-handed and mainstream. What I always wanted to see was W. Kamau Bell on HBO or Showtime or a pay TV channel where he could really be sort of as raw and as pointed as he wanted to be. I thought Chris Rock had a brilliant late night show on HBO in the 90s, if anybody remembers it. Oh. Louis C.K. was a writer on the show. I mean, Prince was a musical guest one time. And I would love to have seen them do something that took that into the 21st century.
Well, maybe we'll see that. All right. Eric Dagans is NPR's TV critic. He was kind enough to join us from his home office in St. Petersburg, Florida. Eric, thank you.
Thanks for having me.